5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Jeremy and Jordan. We just wanted to let you know about a show we're doing in Cleveland at the end of the month.
But not the Hate Flow proper.
No, it's not the Hate Flow.
It's us doing stand-up comedy, which I feel like if you know about this show already, you might think that we're doing the podcast, and we're not.
No, it's not the podcast. So Saturday, July 31st at Now That's Class, Jordan and I are opening up for Off With Their Heads and Ben Roy from the Grolics. So you can check that show out.
Again, July 31st at Now That's Class, just east of 117th on Detroit?
Yes, it's east of 117th on Detroit.
Everybody's got fucking Google now. Just look it up on your fucking Google. It's Now That's Class.
Do that. Come to Now That's Class. See Jordan and I do stand-up for the first time in like 3 years.
Together, definitely the first time in 3 years. So we will be looking forward to everybody coming out. I believe the show starts at 8. But again, just look it up and you'll find out all the details.
This has been a great commercial, Jordan.
I feel it's more of a public service announcement. Because we're telling the people we're not doing the podcast.
Yeah, so public service, you're going to get jokes. I'm going to tell jokes. Jordan's going to tell jokes. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then there's going to be some punk rock. So just fucking just come out. It's fine. This is the best commercial we've ever done.
This is RJ City. And you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Giordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Giordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we are joined by comedian Alexa Irizarry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on.
Super excited to be
welcome
here.
Welcome to the show.
So, Alexa, why do you hate Instagram models?
Well, I just feel like they're useless. Like, they serve no purpose. Because the thing is, it's like these people, they just like advertise, you know, makeup. They're basically like giant ads.
Yeah.
But I don't think they deserve the money. Like, they're not putting dildos in themselves, even though people probably use them as masturbatory aids.
Yeah. 100%.
You know, so I feel like they're just, you know, taking money away from real hardworking people who like are willing to suck a dick for money.
So what you're saying is like, less money to influencers, more money to OnlyFans.
Well, I personally think Instagram influencers could be America's greatest resource if we channeled them correctly.
Okay.
Making them into crude oil.
Okay. Don't they have to decompose for quite a while before they get into crude oil?
I think the science is there that we can make this happen.
We gotta, I mean, they've made atomic bombs like that are 100 more times powerful than the ones they hit with Hiroshima. So there's we could speed up the death process a little faster.
Well, we do need oil.
What's that?
We do need oil.
Absolutely. We got to stop taking it from other places.
Yeah, we have very oily people that are ready to be used. What's your least favorite Instagram model out there right now?
That is a, it's so hard to decide because they're all so terrible. Well, I was on the hate train of like James Charles for a little bit.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know who James Charles is? No. Oh, mama, get into these waters. So, so James Charles was like the first cover boy or cover girl, you know, when they decided to be all progressive and like,
sure,
you know, start doing makeup. But James Charles was accused of like being like a sexual predator and everything like that. And
so it's like the Bryan Singer of makeup.
Allegedly.
Okay. Okay, got it.
But like so much drama, so much just horrible things this person's doing. And I'm just like, what does this person actually contribute to society?
That's fair.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, we did an episode. I mean, it had to be well over a year ago at this point, I think. But it was about social media influencers. And I was like, what is the... So, like, these Instagram models, it's just, like, literally they just take pictures of themselves and, like, oh, I use this makeup. It's the same principle applies. They can all go fuck themselves.
It's so weird because I clicked on a couple of his pictures and you'd think there'd be a bunch of hashtags on it and shit, and there aren't. So he's, once you get the followers, you don't even have to do all the stupid bullshit work of hashtagging, like, 8 million hashtags on your thing.
Huh.
So
maybe I'll become an Instagram model.
What are you going to sell, Jordan?
Weight loss products.
Okay.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay. I support you.
It's germinating, okay?
I support you. You've got a lot of opportunities for before photos.
I can't wait to see the after.
Yeah, a lot. I just don't think you should be able to call yourself a model if you're modeling with selfies.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, it's like every girl nowadays is a photographer. Every girl is a model.
Well, I mean, like, because I just, like, oh, I can put a filter on something and make a picture look better than the shit picture I took. Like, anybody can do that.
My ex-boyfriend literally had business cards for a photography business. A photography business. This man did not own a camera.
Jesus.
He owned a cell phone. Not like a super up-to-date cell phone. It wasn't like an iPhone or anything fancy. It was like a Getro PCS phone. And he advertised himself as a photographer because he could take photos with his camera, and he tried to get book weddings and stuff and put a filter on them.
Did he actually book any weddings?
Absolutely not. But he told me he had $300 cash in hand every month from Social Security. So I'm kind of a gold digger.
Fair enough.
So like sometimes I feel like I've set the bar so low, and then there's just like scumbags way below what I am.
What was he on disability for?
He was depressed.
Oh, he was depressed? Shit.
They didn't give me any fucking money for that. That's bullshit.
I was just like, maybe you wouldn't be depressed if you stop or stop. Well, he would like rob Walmart for gift cards.
Yeah,
which I respect. It's called boosting, as the kids would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have more respect for him if he was on like heroin or meth. He did it for weed.
For weed.
He was committing felonies for weed.
Weed. I mean. Even at, like, my brokest, I could buy, like, an ounce of fucking merch for, like, $45 in, like, the Steelyard neighborhood. Like, you don't need to go steal from fuck. I mean, I'm all about stealing from Walmart. That's fine. But if that's how you're making your quote-unquote living.
I got to try harder to get disability, man. Like, if you can get it for depression, shit.
Yeah, you'd think you and me would both be shoo-ins.
Well, they rejected my first application.
I remember.
They said, go get another job. They said, maybe your career path was making you crazy. I was like, no, that is not it.
No, it's the chemical imbalance in my brain.
Well, you know, it could have also been my career path, but not the career path that I'm claiming on paper.
Fair enough.
I think I've paid taxes on comedy 1 year. And so the government doesn't need to know I do that.
No. When you get paid $5-$10 a show, nobody needs. That's like a tip. You know, nobody needs to know it existed.
I got a $10.99 for drink tickets.
Do you know what the magic number is? Because I think like Snapchat Premium girls got busted for this. Like, what is it? It's if you're getting paid in Cash App, if it's over a certain amount, the government forces you to claim it.
Because it because it becomes a business at that point.
I think it's like $20,000 if you're self-employed.
I thought it was more than that, but
I don't remember.
It wouldn't surprise me, just because like I know that my my cousin, we do flooring work, and he got paid through Venmo through like one thing, and like because he's a business, he gets fucking waxed big time on like transferring it. Even I don't know how all that shit works, but I know that all that is they're trying to regulate shit more now, which they shouldn't be able to, in my opinion.
Well, it's a pain in the ass, but that's click one button wrong on PayPal, and now it's I'm paying for a service, and it costs money to take out the money. It's annoying.
Wait, what?
So with PayPal, you're paying for a service or you're sending to a friend, and you always click sending to a friend. Because otherwise it costs money to receive that money, which some people apparently don't have the ability to send to a friend because there was a while.
Because they don't have any?
Well, that. And there was a guy that had me like take out money from his PayPal. He'd send it to me and I was able to get the money for free. And then I'd take the money out and give it to him, and he'd give me, like, a commission on it. And it was not a scam, because I know the guy. Like, my first thought is, this is a scam. But I know the guy very well. Like, I house it for him. So, this is, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not on Snapchat, so I don't know what all that is. I don't know, like, how. I don't know you could pay for stuff on
you
Snapchat.
You get a premium Snapchat from somebody. They basically, you give them money, and then they give you their username where they give you raunchier content.
So then why not just go through OnlyFans?
OnlyFans takes out, I believe, 20% of what you make.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, if someone, my monthly rate is $10 a month.
Okay.
So out of that, I get $8. For okay. every subscription.
All right.
If you're doing Snapchat Premium, though, you're kind of running it yourself, so no one is taking a cut of it.
Oh.
That's why they need to deregulate it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
For the host, make America gape again.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's. I heard that OnlyFans was trying to pivot away from pornography. Is that
what?
Yeah.
Fake news.
Dude, that's just like, that's the most American shit ever. It's like slavery. It's like, we built this empire on the backs of somebody else. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. I read that and I was, did you see what happened to Tumblr?
We've talked about it enough on this show. Don't get me started on that. It was the worst day of my life.
That's why I think we need to keep OnlyFans like sexy.
For sure.
Because otherwise the Instagram influencers are going to get all on OnlyFans with their, like, what is it, Showtime After Dark, like,
well, like
type content.
Like, if I'm going to OnlyFans, I'm expecting a certain level of, help me out, what's the word I'm looking for? Content. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Anyway, I'm trying to watch somebody get fucked or whatever. And I'm not trying to go and be like, oh, they're putting on makeup. I'm not paying you $10 a month to fucking put on makeup, loser. Get the fuck out of here. Go back to Instagram or whatever.
Well, it's there are people that are moving to OnlyFans that are just doing, like, modeling and not porn.
I mean, and that's fine to a degree. If somebody wants to go pay for that, that's fine. But, like, don't try and shy away from what it was built on. Like, everybody fucking knows. I mean, shit. COVID was the best thing that happened to fucking OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I made mine.
I mean, my friend, who she's got a very successful account, and I mean, like, she was able to quit her two jobs, and she's pulling in a lot of fucking money right now, like six figures. And I'm just like, I want to get on that fucking train.
Okay, so I have a friend that started in OnlyFans, but she has no idea how to operate it. What is the cruise control to success on OnlyFans? And
Reddit.
Bear in mind, she's only selling pictures of her feet.
Okay, so with that, first, you need a Twitter.
Okay.
A Twitter account. Then you need to create a Pornhub account. Get your Pornhub account verified as well as an Xvideos account. You post sample videos of the type of content that you're making on Pornhub and Xvideos. At the end of it, you tag your OnlyFans, put your OnlyFans in the description. Furthermore, you go on Twitter. You market, hashtag everything on Twitter. Same with Instagram. Follow as many random guys as possible, because then you'll be suggested to other random guys. Go to other foot fetish accounts, look at their followers, follow every single one of them. That's what I do with trans people.
Okay.
If there's another trans woman, I will add every single one of their friends just so I appear on the guy's post.
Well, like, because I've also noticed, like, that there's a very large, like, support, like, for the communities on OnlyFans. It seems like, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, stepping on necks in certain ways, but it seems like a lot of people will retweet all that, you know, like, their friends' accounts, or like, hey, if you like me, you'll like this person, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I always thought that was pretty cool. It's just, like, just the fact that they're trying to, if they are trying to pivot, it's ridiculous.
I think the pivoting news, I think, was an indication to me that they were looking to sell. So if they don't sell it, then I think they'll be...
I mean, if they do, another one will pop up. I mean...
Just always... for fans.
Yeah.
Just for fans. Like, there's been... I can't... There were a couple, like, famous people that got on OnlyFans that kind of broke.
I know, like... Is it? Oh no, Tessa Blanchard has like a Patreon, but doesn't like Jordan Grace have OnlyFans that she does like modeling on and shit? Wasn't that like what Shotzi Blackheart was doing and stuff?
I don't know if Shotzi Blackheart was doing. I know Zelina Vega was.
Was on like doing modeling on OnlyFans.
Yeah, it was all her co-stars.
Well, I know Shotzi stuff. Blackheart was like would take pictures of her poop and like send it to people.
Bella Thorne broke it though.
Yeah,
was that who broke it?
Okay. Yep. She changed, like, they changed their withdrawal methods and everything, because a lot of people went to her, like, OnlyFans thinking, okay, I'm going to get the girl from Shake It Up, now of age, I'm going to see her booty hole. And then she just posted, like, the standard influencer content that you can probably see on her Instagram. Mm. And people were enraged.
Well, it's like,
I believe it.
And you go on OnlyFans, it's like, if somebody, I understand protecting your content and everything, but like, if, you know, your direct link is like to go to that and all your shit is blocked and I have to pay my $10 to unlock a bunch of shit that I was expecting to see other stuff. So like, that's why I get like, you said, content that is like you post on Pornhub or Xvideos that's like sample content or whatever. Like, I that makes sense now to me.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're a girl. Like, you would not believe, like, this sounds really dirty, but I'll use scientific terms. I perform fellatio a lot.
Okay.
Like, and a lot of guys that I fellate.
You can say blowjob and sucking dick here.
This is fine. I like the classiness of it.
But like,
this is why we need a camera, Paul, so people can see Sheer talk about how classy he is.
Pinky up and talking about fellatio.
But when like, you know, I meet up with the man from the internet and I'm performing fellatio, he'll let me videotape it, and then I'll just like be like, oh, more content like this, check out my OnlyFans, post it on Twitter, and then I'm not the best at actually uploading it later. Like, I'm lazy with OnlyFans. I went from like the top 9%,
yeah,
to like the top 20% real quick because I just didn't post for a month.
Mm.
And people still follow me, and I'm just like, you guys are dedicated.
Yeah,
like,
just waiting.
Yeah, they're helping.
Just waiting.
They're just like, we want to see prolapse.
More booty hole,
rose buds.
Yeah, that's the word. So is that how you create content though? Is just hookups and then videotaping them, or do you actually set things up?
I am lazy. Mm-hmm. So what I do is, because I also do webcam.
Oh, okay.
So I'll literally like set my phone on a tripod while I'm on webcam, and I'll just film myself on webcam and then cut like certain pieces of it together.
Sure.
Also, yeah, hookups. One time I set something up, I edited it, made like a 25-minute video, you know, of me topping someone. That got a lot of likes.
Right on.
But sometimes it's just hard, you know, to find people, you know, because guys are like, oh my God, you know, I really want to do this. And they get there to do it and they're like, I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, listen, I didn't know my biological dad. This is like mechanics to me. Like, there's no emotion involved. I am not camera shy. I have no heart anymore.
Go ahead.
No, after you, sir, I want to hear your hot fire take after that.
I don't really have a hot fire take. I just I respect the autonomy of it. Just to be like, no, this is business. You're here for a reason, and then you're gone. I respect it.
Oh yeah, I kick guys out so quickly.
I love that. That's I respect the shit out of that. You gotta go. Bye.
Oh, especially like a lot of guys. Like, I think this is something that really grinds my gears within the trans community. Like, a lot of guys like are ashamed to like date a trans woman or ashamed to be seen in public. But of course, you know, as statistics show with porn that people watch, there's no shortage of people who are attracted to trans people.
No, not at all.
So I find it a little on the ridiculous side. Like, guys will judge me and say that I'm a little bit cold. I'm a little bit, you know, unavailable. But I'm just like, okay, but nine times out of ten, a guy just wants to keep me as a secret. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I act like a cold person because of that. I'm just like, yeah,
I haven't had a reason to trust anybody, so get the fuck out of my face about it.
Yeah, it's like, I know I'm not going to be like a wife or a mother, so it's like, I'm why curious pretend?
Though. Has anybody, like, if you've ever filmed content with somebody, like, will you, I mean, obviously I'm assuming like they know what's going on, but like, do you ever like throw money, or has anybody ever asked you for money? Like, and you'd be like, no, get the fuck out of here.
No. And I make them sign something that I'm not giving them money.
Fuck yeah. That's smart as shit.
Good idea.
And I have them all saved in a scanned file on my computer. So if they ever want me to take the video down or anything like that, I have their signature, a photo of their ID saying, you agreed to this, you agreed to no payment, and everything like that. So,
right on. Good on you.
Court for it.
Yeah, so this seems like a lot harder work than being an Instagram model. There's more paperwork involved.
Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, I think, also, I noticed, like, the adult community tends to be a little friendlier than the influencer community. Like, you guys are both, not teenage girls.
Yeah, that's
only on the outside.
I'm bipolar, so I have the mental state of a teenage girl. So
you probably don't delve into the waters of like Instagram influencer drama.
No,
unfortunately not. But I'm always willing to listen to it.
I will always watch like Trixie Mattel and Katya go after people, because I find that very funny. Like when I believe Trixie Mattel said to Donald Trump, pack your shit, the day of the election, and some lady, it got turned into a shirt afterwards, but some lady was like, excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? And Trixie goes, Patty, don't start.
No, but these influencers, they go in on each other. Like, not in the funny, like, kiki kind of shade way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is, like, they will call each other, like, murderers. They would call each other, like, they'll call each other the P word of someone who's attracted to a minor. I don't know if, like, is this going...
Is that, like, is that a trigger word now?
It does get you demonetized on YouTube, so...
Oh, pederast is fine.
Anything pedo, pederast, anything like that.
Yeah, but like every other week, it's like they're accusing each other of that. They're accusing each other of grooming people. Yeah, they're making these 30-minute videos where they're like, listen, I don't like drama. I don't like being the center of attention, and I don't like getting involved.
It's like the same thing as fucking professional wrestling or boxing.
Yeah. You don't like being the center. Of course you don't.
That's why I'm posting this fleet or whatever the fuck.
That's why I'm not personally talking to this person that I know in real life about these accusations to them.
Yeah.
I'm just posting a 40-minute video deep diving and just be like, listen, I don't like the drama.
I love the hair flip.
Jesus. That's it seems like, does that ever work? Do you see follower counts drop off after accusations like that? or does this kind of just feed the machine?
Oh, a Dramageddon. No, that's a literal thing. Like, if you Wikipedia Dramageddon.
Okay.
It is this whole thing. Follower counts dropped. Dreams shattered. Careers destroyed. So, James Charles was accused of being engaging in predatory behavior by Tati Westbrook, Jeffree Star, and Shane Dawson.
Okay.
But turns out, James Charles, honey, he was like Tina Turner because she had the receipts. She like pulled out the cell phone messages. She was like, girl, I did not do this. And then Tati Westbrook had to post another video. She was like, I am so sorry. I'm just under bad influence. So she passed the buck to Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson. Jeffree Star continued to accuse James Charles of being a predator and said he had the receipts, but he would not release them out of respect for the victim, but he would show them to people privately. So James Charles followers dropped. Tati Westbrook dropped. Jeffree Star alluded this, made a giant apology video, but then Shane Dawson, some problematic stuff from his earlier YouTube videos, as well as some accusations of being a predator.
Yeah.
Happened. And now Shane Dawson, demonetized on YouTube, demonetized on, I believe, Patreon as well.
Yeah.
How, that is one thing that I found out about, like, one account that happened to. I can't remember who it is, and I feel like it's somebody I probably feel like it should have been, like somebody like Ben Shapiro or fucking one of those QAnon fucksticks. Like, they wherever what. But I don't understand how, like, if somebody wants to pay to see somebody's content and it's behind a paywall, the company that puts it, I mean, unless it's like overt hate speech, I don't understand, like, how you can demonetize somebody on, like, something where somebody is literally subscribing to see their content. I don't get it.
And I think the culture in this country is getting a little ridiculous.
It has
because
been.
Like Shane Dawson, like, the stuff he did was problematic.
Sure.
There's no denying it. But you have to look at where we were in 2010.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a lot of people, especially like that whole, like, I don't know how old yens are. But, like, if you were, you know, like, young in the MySpace or going through high school during, like, the MySpace age, like, that whole, like, MySpace scene kid culture, it was so raunchy. Like, people were making tons of dirty, like, sexual jokes. You know, people were being, you know, offensive in, like, I guess against gay people, racially in ways that, you know, would not be acceptable today. But you have to look at the time. Like, yes, it's bad, but can you really judge someone in 2010 to 2021 if they're not engaging in the same behavior, if they've changed? Like,
yeah, no, like, I that is like literally one of my biggest issues right now is, like, we want to hang out everybody to dry who we can drag up bullshit on, but, like, you know, let's say there hasn't been an occurrence or something, you know, in 10 years or since that time. Like, people need to understand that you can't just cancel somebody because something you found out they did like 10, 12 years ago that maybe they already rectified in their personal life. You don't fucking know. And, like, that's why I always go with, like, the Kevin Smith thing. Like, vote with your fucking wallet. Like, if you don't like this person, don't give them attention. Don't give them money. It's that fucking simple. But apparently, if you say one cross thing anymore, it's you're done.
And it depends. Well, actually, I think it more depends who you are.
Yeah.
Because the Shane Dawson thing, you know, going back to the Instagram influencer drama, I kind of wonder if he was not on the wrong side of that James Charles Jeffree Star thing, would all those accusations have impacted him as much if his, like, social capital, per se, was already on, you know, the decline?
That's actually one of the downsides of trying to be somebody that is like this person has done something problematic, or this person is a predator, or this person, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Because then you are opening yourself up to, like, all right, your shit done stink. We're going to find out.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Like, the microscope gets put fucking back on you, and it's like, I've done and said shit before that, like, I'm sure people have videos of me saying dumb shit, but if it came out, like, anybody who knows me knows what I am, knows who I am, what I stand for, like, I'd be like, yeah, I was fucking 22 and I was drunk as shit. You're not an adult until you fucking get a DUI, and that was 5 years later.
I'm still not an adult.
Most people aren't.
Well, now you can relabel your content.
You're going to get a whole new demographic you don't want.
I just feel like weird, though, that with like all the Instagram things, like if you really think about it, do you know like makeup Instagram models and like makeup artists on YouTube
and TikTok
accuse each other of being sexual predators more than adult film people get accused of being sexual predators?
That's insane to me.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Although, the thought does occur to me that it is difficult to accuse, because remember how long it took for the Ron Jeremy shit to come out. And, like, he was, like, constantly on the phone with his lawyer during the beginnings of Me Too. So it must be difficult to make anything stick in that community. Would you say that baseless or not, just accusations in general are a part of being an Instagram influencer?
At this point, because, I mean, one, like, drama creates, like, views. Mm-hmm. Like, I say this jokingly to people, but, like, sometimes I'm serious, you know, since, like, I do comedy and stuff. And, like, if I ever, like, met a famous guy or whatever, mm-hmm. and I hooked up with a famous guy, just because I'm trans, I guarantee you I would like have a reality show or something, or at least I would be one news cycle.
Yeah.
Drama creates clicks, drama creates controversy. So it might be that some of these people legitimately have beef with each other, but some of them will just keep the drama over and over again. Like this one trans YouTuber, I don't know if you know her, Blair White.
I do not.
She's a Republican trans woman.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
And she makes videos hunting bad trans people.
What?
Like, oh yeah, she's like, she like has a megaphone and she's like, this is a bad trans person. They're not a real trans person like me. This is a trans predator. It, you know, to protect the children, right?
Okay.
Let's protect the children. But
so it's like QAnon crazy shit too.
Well, the person was legitimately a predator. But, you know, what do you do if you, like, see a predator, right? A child predator. Obviously, you have a YouTube debate with the child predator.
Yeah.
And you stream it on your YouTube channel. Then sell merch from the predator debate on your store. Then also make a video doing the predator's makeup tutorial.
What? What? No. Please tell me it wasn't James St. James.
No,
good.
It was Jessica Yaniv, who is this just random Canadian pervert. Mm. Just some random person in Canada.
Okay.
Who did not deserve 30 videos. They are a horrible person. But a random pervert from Canada, 30 YouTube videos, an online documentary about some random pervert.
No, Jesus. That doesn't make any sense. But
it's controversy sells, man.
Well, it's the internet, too. They'll latch on to any.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, like, you know, I forget what the question you asked initially was, but it was more or less like, I wish I could remember the exact question you asked, but, like, what I was going to say is when you're a public figure, like, you do open yourself up to a lot, but what I wanted to counteract with is that I don't feel like these Instagram models should be considered public figures. They're just not, they don't do anything.
Well, I mean, millions of people follow them. That's
unfortunate. It's just so unfortunate.
I think, I'm not the best legal person on the planet. But I think societally we should want them to be public figures, because I think if they're considered a private individual, I think they could actually go after people for slander and libel for everything. So you want that to be considered public
figure. No, sure. Yeah. No. And I just mean, like, more or less, like, when I think of public figure, you know, like, I think that somebody who's, like, actually, like, doing something. Mm-hmm. These people don't do anything.
They do makeup.
Fame is different now. Like, fame used to be, like, there were the celebrities, you know, like, you know, the Kardashians or LeBron James. I mean, those people are still, you know, very famous. But I think as we move into a media landscape where it's very decentralized and societally, you know, everything, we're not all watching like TV, we're on our phones and everything could be tailored to you. I don't think it's as much as famous to like a lot of people. It's like these people are famous to me.
Right.
You know, and really like I think in the Trump era, not to get like political or anything like that, but I think. He really proved that you don't really need a lot of support, you know, from people. You need a base that is fired up and loves you. And that's what a lot of these YouTubers have. Like, a lot of people, you know, might not care for them, but they have a base that will turn out, you know, it might not be large, but they turn out enough and get enough engagement that these people are making ridiculous amounts of money in ad revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's building that base can be kind of scary, though, because those... The people that are your fired up base can do some wrong shit on your behalf that you want no part of, but that's part of the deal.
Death threats.
Yeah, the death threats and the harassing your perceived enemies and...
like what happened on AEW last week or 2 weeks ago? That fucking moron who jumped on the stage?
Oh, yeah, that whole gag. Somebody ran in the ring and then blamed said he was doing it for a podcast.
And he also said he was doing it for a podcast and then another podcast, and those two podcasts both hate each other.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, no, you're just a fat wrestling schlub who like wanted to get on TV and thought he could fight, you know, security or other people or Justin Roberts.
Yeah.
Also a weirdo.
Yeah. We have, you know... We have wrestling drama instead of Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the, like, honestly, I think it's just depending on what, like, niche thing you're into. Because, like, wrestling Twitter and all that shit, like, is all just as bad. Like, the drama's like, you're all fans arguing over this shit that doesn't fucking matter and it's not real and get the fuck over it.
I think wrestling MMA drama is a lot better.
Well, because they invented it.
No, they invented it. Not like the drama itself and the storylines of the drama. I mean, I just like seeing like 30-year-old guys just like completely on Twitter, just like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna date myself probably. CM Punk.
Yeah, he's about to come back.
Okay, so I'm not too old. CM Punk and D-Generation X are beefy, and then they're just, like, on Twitter, like, just tapping, like, and I'm just picturing them in a Karen wig, like, with a pearl necklace, white button-up blouse on, and some 30-year-old guy's like, oh, this tea is delicious, Mama. House down
boots. You ought to write that up.
I should.
Write the, like, wrestling fans as fucking...
Hilarious. I love MMA drama, though. That's my favorite. Local MMA drama.
Local. Wow. Okay.
Well, no, because I have a better chance of, like dating, like, an MMA guy. Because I know a lot. And, like, I always keep telling, you know, again, you know, people don't like being seen in public with me. But, like, I always tell them, I'm just like, hey, listen, I do comedy. I host a failing podcast. You are, like, an amateur MMA person. I'm sure we could at least get like 10 more followers.
That's a good way to look at it.
Absolutely. You gotta find what you can spike at and just go after it.
So here's the question though: is MMA drama the same as it like you people are predators, or is that like a good thing in MMA?
The drama creates money in MMA.
Well, no, it's normally like, well, no, I follow their personal drama. Oh. That's why I do the local, because it's juicier.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I am going to have my girlfriend accuse you of something ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that it's like just random Facebook posts that are all cryptic, and you see 75 comments on them, and like, I won't comment on them. I just enjoy them. I just do it in my bubble bath.
Yeah, like the Michael Jackson fucking eating the popcorn gift. Like, I'm just here for this. This is great.
And they follow the YouTube formula because they're just because the girl will always start with like, I don't like drama. I'm not here for the BS. I'm just here to speak my mind, and I do not want to call this person out. And then they will go describing this person to such detail that, like, you know, obviously,
right? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And then you'll see like a bunch of comments, and then in the comments, the girl will be like, "Oh my god, I'm not sane." And then someone will comment like the name, mm-hmm. and then the girl will be like,
"I didn't say that,
but if the shoe fits, girl." And then it's just like 40 comments, and it's like, I feel like America has become too gay. Because I noticed like everyone, like cis women, like even like white guys, straight white guys,
see what happens when you take away our voice, everybody turns gay.
Like I bought vitamins the other day. This is off topic, but it's gonna go back on topic.
That's fine.
That dated yourself more than CM Punk did.
I bought the vitamins, and it said on there, sell yes hunty.
What?
Sell yes hunty. So instead of hell yes, it said sell, because it's vitamins, C-E-L-L, and then hunty, H-U-N-T-Y. And this wasn't at a gay store, this was at a Target.
Yeah. So, which is just gay Walmart, if we're being honest.
Pretty much. And like, I noticed like it's the gayification of everything, because like everyone just acts like prima donnas on the internet now. It's like the slang too. It's like some of these people, like, it is like straight guys watching football, but they get in drama on Facebook. It's like an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, untucked, and they are not happy. Like they're just like it'll be a straight guy, like 300-pound basketball shorts, tatted up, backwards hat, and he'll just be sitting there, you know, like with his girlfriend, but he'll be on Facebook like, hunty, this tea is seasoned with a dash of basil and a dash of mint, girlfriend. Honey, let's get into the dive today, sister. And I'm just like, girl.
Yeah, this is, you are going to love Cleveland comedy drama because it's pretty much the same thing. Actually, no. Over the past 10 years, I'd say, according to the Instagram influencer formula, that has happened twice, probably. I'm not saying who it is. I don't want to call anybody out. And then, like, in the comments, it's like...
Well, I saw a picture of somebody the other day who I haven't seen a picture of in a long time, and I was like, how the fuck are you still around? Like, you got canceled. Get the fuck out of here, you weirdo.
Oh, being canceled in comedy doesn't mean anything anymore. It just means you go behind a paywall.
I'm thinking of like three specific people. I'm like, who the fuck would pay for that?
Or you quit.
I noticed like some of these comedians though, like, I don't know, some of them are like really like woke on Facebook, but it confuses me though. Because then I listen to their set.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? You just made like three gay jokes, a trans joke, and a race joke. But on Facebook, you're just like, oh my goodness, if you have any opinion about the Guardians right now, I swear you are a racist and you deserve to be burned at the stake. But then they'll like make five race jokes. And I'm just like,
yeah.
What is going on here?
It's weird where they picked a virtue signal.
Yeah. Every time someone, like, virtue signals about, like, anything, because I got called transphobic on Facebook the other day.
She's, what?
And, like, every time someone virtue signals, I'm always tempted to be like, hey, because this is my thing about, like, virtue signaling that annoys me. Like, as, you know, a minority in this country, mm-hmm. sometimes, like, people virtue signal, and I'm just like, you know, pronouns, like all this other stuff doesn't matter. Like if I see a negative portrayal of trans people in the media, it doesn't matter. Give me health care. Yeah. Make my material condition improve. The same with the Cleveland Indians. It's like, honestly, in my opinion, those types of things are made for white people to feel better about themselves. That is the only people who like want a virtue signal about it, because the same people who are like virtue signaling about it, I'm like, how often you volunteer at Native American register, like, or kind of further legislation that's going to benefit them. Mm-hmm. They do not. They're not like out there, you know, trying to get people to sign petitions. They're not, you know, looking at reservations, like how the conditions are on them and how the material conditions there can be improved. It's let's virtue signal about like a logo that I guarantee you probably like 8 out of 10 people were probably not offended by.
Yeah, it was. There was a thing about how, you know, people genuinely don't care. But, you know, going back to my childhood, I had like Native American groups coming into my church and screaming at us about it. So I know there are some people mad about it.
I mean, I remember when Jacobs Field opened and like going the first week and like there being a Native American community out there with signs. That was in what, 1994?
They've been coming to opening day almost every year.
Yeah, I'm just saying the one I remember when I was six.
Yeah, but that started at like the Jake, because I don't remember that
at the Cleveland municipal.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I just like what I was gonna say is that's why we've always referred to ourselves and has been referred to as the Fat Woke Boys. We're too fat to go out and do anything, but we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I can't help you. I make no money as a comedian, but I will be more than happy to platform you.
I'll vote. I'll try and knock all these fucking QAnon weirdos that are fucking starting to run for office more and more, which is what people actually need to be paying attention to, is that we can't have these fucking crazy Nazi wannabe fucking Judeo-Christian cocksuckers fucking taking over politics. It's the last thing we need.
I kind of wanted to run in Ohio as like a QAnon crazy person.
See if you could win and then flip your whole fucking...
No, I mean, I just want to see if I would win, like how many votes I could get, but how ridiculous. Like
Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys? I'm just going to run, see if where I go.
Like, just have my campaign slogan be like, we need a woman with some balls to stick it in the establishment. Like,
I love it.
My campaign poster would be like me and Rose McGowan from like Planet Terror's outfit. But like, instead of a machine gun leg, it's the U.S. Constitution.
Or like a flagpole.
with my balls slipping out.
Yeah, obviously. Of course.
Yeah, because that's the main selling point. You know, I'm a woman with balls to stick it in the establishment.
100%.
I guarantee you there would be some like crazy people that would vote for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think you get a lot of people coming out being like, I can stand behind this in more ways than one.
I think people would come out and like, yeah, I get what she's saying, and then there are some you would just kill the irony of it.
I also want to get that ass, but don't tell anybody.
It's like I'd have a lot of shy voters. Yeah.
Just like,
I'm glad this is a secret, man.
I've been trying to like build a platform though, because I've realized in comedy, you know, It's so social media driven now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, going back to, like, the influencers and everything, I need to gay it up.
Okay.
Because I
need to get more gay like America.
Yeah, basically, like, I need to, like, be on YouTube literally making trans lifestyle videos or some other thing.
With a megaphone on every YouTube video.
Yes, just like, this is a bad tranny. I can say it.
Hey, Laura Jane Grace named her book that, so.
Like, but, like, just, like, doing my makeup, because I feel like I'm, like, not the right kind of trans. Like,
the fuck does that mean?
I need to be, like, on YouTube, like, doing makeup and just be like, hey, sisters. What is the tea? It's just, like, going on there. Because I have some, like, really messed up dating stories.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like there is a market of teenagers who would just watch my stuff of bad dating stories while I put on makeup.
I think you're right.
I think there would be a huge fucking community for that.
Like, parents probably wouldn't. Like, I'd probably have to PG-13 it up.
Sure.
But, like,
well, if you want to get monetized, yeah.
But no, that's when you move it to fucking Patreon, though. It's like when you get a big enough following, you move shit to Patreon, then you post old, like, your old Patreon content on YouTube months later, and then that's how you get... It's what Danhausen's doing right now, and his fucking shit blew up because of YouTube.
Sagittarius, there's one like redeemable influencer who I idolize, and I really want to follow their career, like model my own after it.
Okay.
Her name is Sagittarius Shorty.
Okay.
She is garbage.
Straight trash.
She's from Canada. She has a bunch of face tattoos. She's like 300 pounds. She shoots in her bedroom. She never has bed sheets on. Her room's never clean, like when she's shooting. And she like just does these vlog, getting ready for date videos. But like, it's she's just so brutally honest. She's just like, so I met with this guy off Tinder, and I don't know, like, I don't know if it's going to be big enough for me. I like a big one. So I don't know. You know, he white, so I don't know if it's going to be that big. But I guess I can go for OnlyFans content. Then the video will pause, and then she'll be in the guy's bathroom after it happens. She'll be like, so I didn't have a good time. And he's asleep right now, and I don't know how to get home. So I'm a hitchhike. She's just ridiculous. Like, these are literally like verbatim quotes. And then she's in the car with a hitchhiker still vlogging at Taco Bell. And then she's like, the last part of the video, she's like, okay, I made it home alive, guys. I guess I'm not gonna meet with people from Tinder anymore. I'm going back on Bumble.
Oh my god.
She made a get ready with me video, but you know, like a normal get ready. Well, I'm going to a wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm going, you know, on a date. She made a get ready with me video. How to get ready when you have chlamydia in your eye. Story time.
That sounds like a Jeremy Shear joke.
I love this woman already. I looked her up and was like, oh my god.
Jeremy's moving to Canada.
I had my moments with ladies like that. Those moments are over.
That's like, how? That's what I want to ask you, is how many views does that get?
Hold on a second. Let me check, because her OnlyFans is popping. She's in, like, the top 1%. Just, and I don't even think she posts anything aside from, like, the second half of her dating videos. And also, like, I love how it just pops up in my search. She has 108,000 subscribers.
On OnlyFans?
No, YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube, okay.
118 videos. Her last video, get ready with me, 3 dates in a row, 65,000 views.
Wow. Yeah, that's
mukbang reading your confessions, 36,000 views.
Yeah, those mukbang, I don't get the appeal of those at all.
Remember, that was one of the things we talked to RJ about, was the mukbang ASMR bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
How it made me so uncomfortable to watch that.
Yeah,
I hate listening to people eat food. Like, I will. There's cases where I let it fly, where somebody might have false teeth or something like that. But Drew, for example, I call him out every time I see him eating. I'm like, chew with your fucking mouth closed or get out of my house. I don't need to hear this. It's like, and apparently there's a name for it now, like there is for everything else. This is just the grossest thing in the world. So ASMR is disgusting to me.
I just love it how every time we watch a pay-per-view together, he's sitting right next to you, and
yeah,
you have to tolerate that.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking awful.
I love it.
He's one of my... I love him to death. I don't want to hear you chew. It's annoying. It's gross.
I notice chewing like annoys me more when I start disliking the person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because my relationship, when it ended... Like, when we were about to break up, like, it was at the point he was just eating noodles. And, like, I just heard one slurp. Yeah. I walked outside, smoked a cigarette. I was ranting. I was raving. You would think he kicked me in the balls, slapped me in the face, and then gave away my firstborn child. Nope. Like, I was just so
This
mad.
Is over. Why? You were chewing.
I called 5 people on the phone, and I was like, oh, he is just slurping these butthole noodles up like a animal. He is a savage. He does not deserve to live. I hope he chokes on it.
I think you and me will be good friends then, because that's like when I am like irate about something that I have no business being irate about. I'm like, who can I fucking call right now that is going to prevent me from killing this person?
It is. I think that's like, I feel like that's the most stereotypically like feminine thing about me. Like, I will not say anything, but I will be mad about things for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I look.
And pretend like everything's okay.
And then I look crazy though, because I'll blow up like What caused the breakup?
Noodles.
No, it was worse. I snapped. I had been mad for like a year. And I finally snapped because he sent me the text message after not texting me for 3 days. Hey, babe. Can you buy Parmesan cheese? Because I microwave some pizza rolls and I think it would be good to dip them in hot sauce topped with Parmesan cheese.
That's the last straw, huh?
So wait, you were dating this person.
For a year.
Didn't hear from them for 3 days, and then that's the next thing this person says to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Well, we lived together too, which kind of made it even weirder that we weren't and talked in 3 days. But I was like, oh, you stoner, who puts hot sauce and Parmesan cheese, mixes it together, and then dips pizza rolls in it? I was like outside of Twist and open mic just raving.
Psychopath.
like just pacing, smoking a cigarette. Like these little twinks were like, girl, are you okay? And I'm like, I am fine.
This person is not fine. Look at this.
Everyone around me was like, I don't know, this doesn't seem like a big deal. And I was like, you just don't know. I'm like, I know him.
This has been going on for a year.
Oh, I can see that. I also lose my temper at seemingly innocuous things because I've been brewing it for some time.
So I know I was telling Paul and you a little bit of this. So I was on a job this last week. I do flooring, and the couple we were working for is micromanage everything, nitpicked everything. We do a good job. But like, and I have, me and my cousin both, who like, you know, we do this company together. We both have short fuses, but we work really well together because we kind of balance each other out. And we're like, each day after work, we're like, all right, it's going to get better tomorrow. It's going to get better tomorrow. And then by Friday, it was like we were in the home stretch. We had like maybe 45 minutes left of just cleaning shit up. And this guy starts nitpicking shit. And I just couldn't help myself. I grabbed like a garbage bag and I'm like motherfucking him on the way out to the house, in his own house. And my cousin comes out to the truck. He's like, dude, I get it. But we're so close. We're so close to this being over. And then we got in the car and drove away, and I said a bunch of things that I will never repeat.
Mm. Oh.
A bunch of things I'll never repeat.
Got it.
That's how mad I was.
Got it. My problem is sometimes when I get mad at someone, I have all these podcasts. it's there forever.
Oh yeah, you probably weren't around for any like the Cleveland podcast drama a few years back. There was all kinds. We stirred up some crazy shit.
Was it with Cleveland's Finest Podcast?
Which Cleveland's? There are so many people that say they're the finest.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I think that's the literal like name.
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, it's like rappers out of. I'm on. I'm not going to say anything because I'm on there sometimes, but it's like rappers from Lorain, Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
More or less like the Cleveland comedy scene, podcast scene. Like it was just, and then we had somebody on and every fucking person who's ever done one set in Cleveland listened to it to hear if their fucking name was mentioned, because it was just basically a big smear campaign.
Yeah. It's
still up. I'm just not going to go back. I'm not endorsing.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's sometimes when you get mad at someone, it's like, yeah, this is here forever now. And then if you delete it, you're a coward.
Yeah, that's why I never delete shit, because I'm just like, I said it. I got to stand by it.
Double down. That's what I do.
It just depends on it. I will if I mean it.
I used to do, if you ever heard of like the Eargasm podcast, Eargasm Comedy Showcase. I used to have a political one on there called Hot Takes.
Okay.
I have framed the first time someone in the comments called me a fascist. I have it framed in my bedroom.
I've been, ever since like the whole Trump, like this whole thing, I finally was like, you know what? I know this is terrible, but I have one fascist idea, and it's abolish religion. That's the only fascist idea I have, is like, those are the people, you can believe whatever you want to believe, do not congregate, do not spread your bullshit to other people unless they live in your house. I know that's fascist, but whatever, I'll stand by it.
I'll raise the fascist standard a little bit further. All right. Society is crumbling because religion has been replaced by the only thing, because America is the only country that was founded on an idea.
Right.
You know, the only really value of America now is profits and money.
Yeah.
That's it. Religion has been replaced by work. Church has been replaced by work. You're not congregating with family, loved ones, you know, religious or otherwise. You're congregating at work. You're expected to find meaning not in faith, not in family. You're expected to find meaning in work. And as we've seen, you know, the pandemic has created this like great reset of people reevaluating their priorities, because yeah. once you took the everyday BS out of work, people realized how meaningless what they actually did was, how low the percentage of American people, you know, really feel attached to their job.
Yeah.
So with that reset going on, I think, you know, societally, you know, people are either going to have to find something, because I think that's a human need, you know, whether it's religion or family or, you know, I guess the fascist-y answer would be the state.
Yeah.
But people will find meaning. You just want that place to be healthy. Obviously, the profit motive's not working. But if you look at what happened to Ohio when everyone lost their jobs, you know, during the Great Recession, where did people find meaning? Drugs. We got hit very hard with the opioid yeah. epidemic. That lack of meaning, that lack of, you know, family structure really kind of reshaped, you know, a lot of Ohio society. Look how many, you know, children are now growing up with like a parent that overdosed, a young yeah. parent that overdosed for that matter.
Or how many parents are fucking without a kid or two because their kids fucking overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's all over fucking. And it, I mean, it has been for a long time. I mean, I was old school opiate kid. I started doing that shit in 2004. You know what I mean? And I watched it progress and get fucking. I was actually just telling somebody this the other day, because they were asking me about like when I started doing shit. And I was like, yeah, when I started doing stuff, I mean, I was stealing it from wherever I could get it from. But like when I would start buying it, like Vicodin 5s were like $2 a pill. Last I heard, they go for like 7 or 8. And I'm like, why are people wasting all this goddamn money? Just do heroin.
Because heroin's cut with bad shit.
I never...
Survival of the fittest.
I never had, I don't think, real heroin. I missed the real heroin. Because I started in... I got sober, I think, 2016.
Okay.
Maybe. No, I got sober 2018.
Okay.
Now, I think. And then I started in, like, 2015 or 2016.
Gotcha.
So I missed, like, the real... I think it was all kind of crazy cut.
Yeah.
When I got it. But I felt really stupid when I got on drugs. Like, so stupid, because I feel like these I feel like, you know how you have to take a driving test to be able to drive?
Yeah.
If you get a boob job, you should have to take a boob test.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize that with these like great boobs comes great responsibility. Because I didn't realize, like, I wasn't used to guys finding me attractive, you know, so I didn't realize guys try to get women, because when you're a guy, you don't think about this, like, messed up so they could take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why guys will buy girls drinks at bars. Or
yeah.
So I genuinely thought people were giving me drugs just because they liked me, not with any ulterior motive. And that's kind of how I got on drugs, because guys just kept being like, oh, babe, you're so pretty. Do you want to try this? Mm. Oh, my God. You know, I think this would make it really fun. And it's like, I just never really thought of guys that way.
Yeah.
You know, because guys, obviously, when I was a guy, didn't really hit on me that much.
Right.
You know, but after the boob job, like, I was like, oh, why am I getting offered so many drugs these days?
Is that why people were giving me drugs so much? Because of my boobs? They're also surgically altered.
Just the other way.
Yeah, the other direction. I got so many free drugs just from doing comedy.
No, I don't know if I've brought it up on the show since we've been doing it again, but I got some hardware removed from my arm from a accident I got into in 2015. And so from like January until, I don't know, the beginning or middle of May, I was prescribed opiates for like 5 or 6 months again. And like coming off them this time was the worst. Like, not like physical withdrawal, but like the mental aspect of it fucked with me so hard that I was like, if I ever get hurt again, I don't think I want them to give me anything, because like, I don't like what it did to my psyche. And it's like almost nice now, though, that I went through that, because now I have a completely different perspective on that. Like, I used to be like, oh, I can handle it here and there and go get fucked up and let it be for a month or two. But this past time, I was just like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's not like, and I wasn't even doing it like, you know, completely recreationally. Like, yeah, I would take more than the prescribed dose, but like, it was just coming off them was like, it made me sad and depressed and shit again. And I was like, fuck this. I'm done. I don't like it anymore.
I want you to become the Instagram influencer of doing pills.
Dude, I was trying for years.
I want you to make videos of you cutting up lines of Percocet and making script for your Patreon backers. Like, you know, you can write their name in Percocet. And
this level is the Oxy 80 level. That costs $160 a month. You can look at my butthole and shoot a fucking needle into my arm.
Speaking of which, Alexa, where can people look at your butthole?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Alexa Irizarry Comedy. That's IRIZARRY. Same thing on YouTube. And you can't see me visually, but if you think I'm attractive, onlyfans.com/JasmineSteele7. That's JasmineSteele7.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Instagram influencers as much as Alexa Irizarry.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.